Well, I guess we're not going 90-0 this year. That's what Griff told me. He's right. Yes, people.
Kenny wrote at WHBC. David, defensively, the intensity, were you happy with it? Were you happy with the communication? Just overall defensively, what are you seeing?
You know, this was our third game in four nights, and we will, of course, be in that situation more than once this year. But we did not respond particularly well to that. And Dallas had, you know, had come off of a good 3 days of practice, and obviously they were more fresh, and they showed that, and they played that well that way. We lacked aggressiveness, I thought, at both ends of the court. We were a step slow, a pound or two heavy on most every action, and that certainly manifested itself in our defensive. In our defensive effort, but you know, there's a lot to learn from a game like this, and that's a good thing.
Coach Black, Chris Haynes, Morgan. Last week you weren't too pleased after a win and shoot 34 threes. Tonight, 37. But was that a product of, you know, the zone, and is that something you like in a situation like this?
I told the guys after the game, you know, and Coach Carlisle came in, he played the old European zone against the old European coach, and I didn't do a very good job preparing us for it. You know, really, we really weren't quite ready for that. You know, we haven't had many days to practice in the last week or 10 days, as you know. But that's good. You know, that gave us a chance to sort of see where we're at. We overshot the three. As a result of that being the shot that we could take, you know, if you make 15 threes out of 37 attempts, it's not a bad thing. You know, still, that's 40% from three, adjusted field goal percentage. That's like shooting 60% from two. If you look at it that way, it's not such a bad thing. I think what got us, in all honesty, was the 22 turnovers. You know, we turned the ball over. In many cases, more like the unforced errors in tennis than, you know, a real legitimate steal or great defensive play. We just threw the ball all over the place, you know, and that is something that you can't really recover from, you know, because Dallas is just too good a team offensively, and if they got 10 or 11 more possessions. Plus the fact that they're really a well-coached and well-orchestrated offensive team with great weapons. You know, you're not gonna have a big chance. It's just regardless of how many or how few threes you shoot.
Josh Weir from the Canton Repository. Coach,
yes.
Deion struggled shooting the ball again. What do you attribute that to? Are you happy with the shots he's taking? And I mean, were they in the rhythm of the offense?
You know, I thought everybody was a little bit off kilter just because the shots were coming not from our normal offensive flow. And that probably, again, manifested itself in terms of the percentages of some of the players. You know what? We still scored 102 points. Not in a good offensive day. But we turned it over so much that we didn't give ourselves a chance to, you know, to score more, just to get shots at the basket. And generally, you know, turnovers of the nature that we were having leads to early offense on the other end. And that's, you know, that's one thing that they excel in. And I think that, you know, accounts for their high score.
Chris Parker from Cleveland Scene.
Chris.
You mentioned that the turnovers. Was it the turnovers that were the problem, or was there transition D also a big issue?
Well, one generally leads to the other. When you're facing and turning it over and he's, you know, he's off to the races, it's going to be tough to guard him in transition. You know.
It seemed like they didn't get back some of the time, though.
You know what, people? I want to sit here and tell you all these really smart things. You know, we just didn't have it. We came out flat. We were a little tired. Dallas is an excellent team. Dallas came off of three great days of practice, I'm sure. We're our third game in four nights. We didn't do the things we should have done to take care of the ball, and that's the result. There's no secret. I want to sit here and write you a symphony, but the fact of the matter is we just kind of played poorly, and they took full advantage of it.
Coach Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com.
You mean there's more questions after that, didn't I? Just
one more after that.
You really want me to say something bad, don't you?
You mentioned Dallas's zone. Is that going to be a point of emphasis moving forward in practice for you?
Well, you know, one thing I can tell you is that we're going to play zone. But we just haven't had a chance to practice. You know, since our Brazil trip, we've been just playing. And, Coach Carla does a great job. They were ahead of us today in terms of the things that they could do offensively and defensively. And, we're just going to have to take it on the chin and keep going forward. You know, we'll learn a lot from this game. And I see that at the very least as a positive. You know, I wasn't raving about our 4-0 beginning, and I'm not going to start crying about this one. It's not worth it. Just, I do know we got a lot to learn, and we will, and a lot to teach, more importantly.
Jason Lloyd back in the tournament. What do you make of the fact Deion's led this team in shots attempted every game?
I was thinking about that at halftime, actually. And remember that we didn't play with a full roster tonight. And our rotation, our normal rotation, was not what it will be. And the way that Dallas played led to a lot of open perimeter shots, which, you know, Deion is going to take because that's what he does. I don't think he should lead the team in shots. On the other hand, you know, I don't really care. I just want us to take good shots and make them, you know. But we'll look at it. You know, it's something we really should look at, and we will.
Last question, well, Rick. David Rick Nolan from the NAC.
Hi, Rick.
How do you think Kyrie looked?
I thought he looked great. You know, that I appreciate that question because I can finish this on a positive note, and I'm really needing that right now because I'm a bad loser, even though I told you it doesn't mean anything. My best friend from Boston here, he'll tell you, I'm the worst loser on the planet. I really am. I know it. But that was a real positive. And, the mere fact that he's out there playing the minutes that he played and at the speed that he played, and that he competed well on defense was really a good sign, you know. Kyrie's, he's a special player and a special guy, and you've all had the fortune of seeing him for a while. And thank goodness he's going to be around here for a long while because he's special. He really is.